The news update at noon is sponsored by Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today. It's 35 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Biden, joined by Senator Bernie Sanders, crediting the Inflation Reduction Act for helping seniors save on Medicare drug prices. The president now pushing to expand the $2,000 cap on prescription drug costs and $35 insulin to all Americans.
Take insulin for people with diabetes. It costs 10 bucks to make. If you add everything in terms of packaging and all the rest, you can argue maybe $12 total. And they're charged as much as $400 a month. Not anymore.
Earlier, President Biden expressing outrage after Israeli strikes in Gaza that killed seven humanitarian aid workers in a convoy of marked trucks. It's hampering desperately needed aid into the war-torn enclave. Crews in Baltimore working around the clock to open a third channel for ships after a cargo ship ran into the Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. And cleanup continues across the Midwest and South following a tornado outbreak. Those storms now targeting the Northeast. This is ABC News. There's another run tonight for the $1 billion-plus Powerball jackpot.
Powerball fever is getting crazy. After months of no big winner, the jackpot has soared to $1.09 billion. Will tonight be the night? It could be. But don't expect to bring home the entire prize if you win. The lump sum option, which most winners choose, will net you about half the winning amount, $527 million after taxes. Still pretty good with an initial $2 bet. Not so good? The odds. 1 in 292 million. Worse than the odds of finding a blue lobster in the ocean. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Space station debris, parts of old batteries jettisoned from the orbiter a few years ago, apparently crashed through Alejandro Otero's roof in southwest Florida last month. NASA still analyzing to confirm it's their space junk. American Airlines, United, Delta, and Alaska have all increased checked bag prices this year. Now, JetBlue is introducing surge pricing with peak times luggage now mostly $5 more. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Kirstie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Kirstie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Kirstie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Indulge in quality meats and deli treats at Richland Locker. Check out the chuck roast at just $6.98 per pound, while the oven-roasted sliced turkey awaits at $7.98 per pound. Don't miss out on the Colby Jack sliced cheese for only $4.98 per pound. Experience the legacy of three generations at Richland Locker, serving the community since 1939. Visit them today and taste the tradition. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwoodland Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Tech, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 35 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. There is a winter weather advisory until 1 this afternoon in Vernon, Iowa, Richland, and Sauk counties, and a wind advisory for most of the area until 10 tonight. Cloudy and windy with snow tapering to scattered light snow showers, up to another inch in spots early this afternoon, with a high of 35 and northwest winds 15 to 30 miles per hour with wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Blustery tonight with scattered light snow showers tapering down, a low of 30 with north winds 12 to 24 miles per hour. And tomorrow, more clouds than sun, breezy with a stray flurry or sprinkle, a high of 43 with north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have west winds 4 to 6 miles per hour, and after a low of 33, it's 35 degrees. Due to the inclement forecast, we do have some cancellations. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council's April meeting has been rescheduled for April 10th. The Kickapoo Creekside is closed today. However, the food pantry will be open from 4 to 5:30 at the Lighthouse Chapel.
The weather is finally warming up, so let me help you give your closet a spring refresh. Hey, this is Heather at the Creative Outlet. Getting a few new items to mix into your wardrobe can make a huge difference on your mood and energy level. Saving money on your favorite brands will make it even better. Our convenient store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. New spring items are arriving daily at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in the historic downtown Richland Center.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 35 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:10. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Dodgeville Police Department has issued a missing person alert. Holly Gerton, 16, of Dodgeville, was last seen Monday night at the Belmont Travel Center around 7:45. She left home in Dodgeville Monday. She is likely in the company of a male juvenile. Jonathan Lindahl, Their destination is unknown, as 24 hours has elapsed since the time of last contact. They are considered to be at risk. Holly Gerton is a Caucasian, 5'4 and 110 pounds. She has blue eyes and mid-length brown hair. Jonathan Lindahl is a teen described as 6'2 with blonde hair and blue eyes. If you see either of these individuals, contact the Dodgeville Police Department at 608-935-5950. Yesterday was Spring Election Day, featuring local races, state referendums, and the presidential primary. Richland Center Mayor Todd Coppernall will remain mayor for another 2 years after defeating challenger Karen Tepley 725-321 on Tuesday. Richland County Board Supervisor Gary Manning maintained his seat in District 8 in a close race. Unofficially, he defeated his challenger Cheryl Dull 90-89. Sauk County Board District 22 Supervisor Sheila Carver maintained her seat following a challenge by Jean Berlin. Carver received 237 votes to Berlin's 113. In the race for Sauk County Circuit Judge, Branch 3 between Blake Duren and Nancy Tomei, Duren won with 51% of the vote, 5,380-5,111. There were a number of school referendum questions on the ballots around the area. The Richland School District's two referendum questions have passed. The first question, a non-recurring operational referendum seeking to exceed the revenue limit by $9.8 million over the next 4 years, passed with 1,207 yes votes to 1,068 no votes. The second question, a capital referendum seeking $27,160,000 for facility improvement projects and upgrades, was a close race. It passed by 12 votes, 1,141 yes votes to 1,129 no votes. The Kickapoo referendum has unofficially passed. The Kickapoo district was seeking a $1.6 million recurring referendum for operational expenses. Unofficial results show it passed on a 362-320 vote. The Fenimore School District referendum to spend $17 million passed with nearly 66% of the votes, 669-348. The River Valley School District's referendum questions were both defeated Tuesday. The first question included renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million. It failed with 56% voting no. It was 1,757 no votes to 1,498 yes votes. The second question included a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million. That question failed with 66% voting no, 2,153-1,090. Private money to fund elections will be banned in Wisconsin after voters approved a constitutional amendment Tuesday, put forward by Republicans in reaction to grants received in 2020 that were funded by donations from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Voters also have approved a second question put on the ballot by the Republican-controlled legislature that amends the Constitution to say that only election officials can administer elections. That's already state law, but putting it in the Constitution makes it more difficult to repeal or change. Wisconsin's choices for presidential candidates are in. Donald Trump and President Joe Biden will be the Republican and Democratic nominees for president. With no close rivals in either party, the two races were a near lock ahead of the Tuesday election. Trump beat rival Nikki Haley with 78% of the votes. President Biden may be in trouble. More than 47,000 Wisconsin Democrats voted uninstructed in yesterday's primary. Anthony Chergoski teaches political science at UW-La Crosse. He tells Wisconsin Eye that critics of Biden's Gaza policy are sending a clear message.
Biden cannot take their support for granted, and that they might have enough numbers where if they sit out the 2024 general election, it could cost Biden the election in Wisconsin.
Chergoski predicted earlier this week the protest vote would be much bigger than 20,000.
In fact, I think it was quite shrewd of them to set that expectation, because when they most likely exceed that expectation, it will be viewed as a smashing success.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the election. Over half of referendums on the spring election ballot in Wisconsin passed Tuesday. 93 total school referendum questions were asked of voters, with a slightly better result than the last two elections in terms of passage. 56 of 93 referendums passed, according to unofficial vote totals provided by county clerks and school districts around Wisconsin. The largest, a $252 million recurring referendum for the Milwaukee School District, passed 51% to 49%. Results will become official after canvassing. Districts were seeking over $1.45 billion in additional funding for facilities, projects, and school operations. About two-thirds of the referendum questions were to fund services and staff. Pockets of the state saw higher rates of voter rejection of the measures. 13 of the failed questions happened in southwestern and south central Wisconsin. All told, 69 of 103 ballot questions this spring, including the spring primary, were for recurring or non-recurring operational questions. The remaining 34 are issue debt questions, which are asked when school districts seek a larger one-time fund to build or renovate facilities. For the 34 facility projects, districts sought nearly $1 billion in additional local taxpayer money to update their campuses, a total of $988,585,000, according to data from the Department of Public Instruction. Jill Underley, the state superintendent, said that the sheer number of referendums on the ballot are proof that public education is underfunded in Wisconsin. The number of Wisconsin voters casting absentee ballots is declining. According to data released Tuesday by the Wisconsin Elections Commission, absentee voting continues to decrease from the high seen 4 years ago. The latest update showed 358,180 absentee ballots request for Tuesday's spring election. That's down from the 908,444 absentee ballots clerks sent out for the 2020 presidential primary, as requests spiked at the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is urging the Wisconsin Supreme Court to once again allow absentee ballot drop boxes in places beyond the election offices they are now restricted to. Evers wants the court to overturn a 2022 ruling that banned the boxes from being deployed throughout communities in the presidential battleground state. Former President Donald Trump has argued for limiting boxes to county clerk's offices, claiming without evidence putting them elsewhere leads to election fraud. The governor filed his argument with the court Tuesday. The top judicial panel is now under liberal control, while the 2022 court was ruled by a conservative majority. Oral arguments in the case are set for May 13th. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has refused to offer clarity on what legislative district boundary lines should be in play for a potential recall election sought by supporters of former President Donald Trump targeting the Republican Assembly Speaker. The effort to recall Speaker Robin Voss appears to have not gathered enough valid signatures to force an election. But the Wisconsin Elections Commission has asked the Supreme Court to clarify what maps should be used for any recall or special election that takes place before November when new maps take effect. The Supreme Court declined to weigh in. The court noted it's up to the commission to administer elections. The Richland County Emergency Services Building will get a new roof. The building, located at 1027 North Jefferson Street in Richland Center, was purchased with an appraisal of the building from January 2020, indicating the roof was approximately 20 years old. The Joint Ambulance Committee had indicated in the business plan to replace the western and northern sections of roof in 2026 and to do minor repairs. However, it has been found that the replacement costs are more economically feasible at this time. The funds to pay for the roof project will come from two different ambulance funds. The Richland County Finance and Personnel Committee approved the project at last night's meeting. The committee also approved the payment of an invoice for the ambulance service in the amount of $12,815 for change orders associated with the emergency services building project, and an amendment to a previous resolution concerning the purchase of a used ambulance from the Muscadet Ambulance Service to include preventative maintenance repairs not to exceed $15,000. It's 35 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. DATCAP's Michelle Reinen talks about resources that are available for your consumer issues. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's 35 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1222. If there are consumer issues that are affecting you and you are trying to find ways to be protected, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has many resources to help you. You can find the information on their newly updated Trade and Consumer Protection section of their website, which can also be accessed in Spanish. Michelle Reinen is from DATCAP.
We're trying to remind people of resources that they have available to them through our agency to refresh a memory on something or maybe learn a new law that's in place. We, this last year, worked really hard to update our Spanish language resources. So we now have available on our website over 150 consumer protection web pages and fact sheets in Spanish language. So they mirror our English. And this is anything from our consumer guide in our landlord-tenant guide.
Consumers can also receive information in their email from something new that DATCAP has created.
We are starting a consumer protection newsletter that'll be issued quarterly. Now's the opportunity for people to go to the website at datcp.wi.gov so they can sign up for this newsletter. And we're going to highlight the scam spotlight of every quarter, some consumer tips, upcoming consumer protection presentations that may be in your area, and other information and initiatives that we have going on to try and stay in touch with consumers on a regular basis.
DATCAP also has information on their website about what you can do to avoid scams and identity theft.
There's always information on our website to remind you about your personal practices, and this could be from keeping your documents and records to putting that security freeze on your identity. So go to our website and learn more about those opportunities that you have.
Michelle Reinen says that it is important to report any possible scams.
Report it to consumer protection so we can track what is at its highest peak in circulating versus at its regular. Boy, it just pesters people, and we hope no one falls victim to it too. They are kind of attacking us in this time of season situation. So it's so important to hear from consumers. You're absolutely right. We hope you go to our website and report and file those complaints with us. Again, that's datcp.wi.gov.
If you suspect a scam or are a victim of a scam, you can also contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800 422-7128. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers passionate about promoting safe, responsible, and ethical hunting practices to serve as hunter education instructors. Volunteer opportunities are available in all parts of the state. Since the program's creation in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteer instructors have trained and certified more than 1 million hunters across Wisconsin. These efforts have helped make hunting a much safer activity, including a 95% decrease in hunting-related incidents since the start of the program. In addition to shaping the future of Wisconsin's hunting tradition, becoming a volunteer instructor is a great way to obtain hands-on teaching experience, work closely with DNR staff, and engage with your local community. There are two ways to become a certified volunteer hunter education instructor. Interested volunteers can either serve as apprentices under a sponsoring instructor for at least two complete courses or attend a certification training session hosted by a DNR outdoor skills trainer. Once certified, the DNR provides volunteer instructors with all the materials and equipment required to teach a hunter education course. Instructors must only teach one class every 3 years to remain certified, although many teach more. For more information on becoming a volunteer instructor, contact the outdoor skills trainer in your area. It's National Public Health Week. This year's theme is Protecting, Connecting, and Thriving. We are all public health. To celebrate, the Iowa County Health Department invites all residents to an open house at the Health Department located at the Health and Human Services Building in Dodgeville today from 3 to 6. The event will include giveaways and treats. The Ku Klux Klan in Vernon County in western Wisconsin in the 1920s will be presented by the Vernon County Historical Society tonight at 7 at the Vernon County Museum and History Center. Dr. Michael Jacobs, professor of history at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville Baraboo campus, will be the presenter. He earned his Ph.D. in U.S. history at Marquette University in 2001 by completing his dissertation on the Catholic response to the Ku Klux Klan in the Midwest, 1920-28. He researches and writes primarily on intolerance movements in American Midwest. The program is free and all are welcome. Meet the candidates for the 3rd Congressional District. The 3rd District is currently represented by Derek Van Orden. Economic Equity Now of Richland County will offer an opportunity to meet and talk with the candidates for the Congressional District by hosting question and answer sessions. Economic Equity Now believes that information is the key to making the choices that will produce a healthy and vibrant community. The first question and answer session will feature Rebecca Cook tomorrow evening at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All the candidates have been invited to a Q&A. Economic Equity Now will host Katrina Shanklin Thursday, May 2nd, and Eric Wilson Thursday, June 6th. Representative Van Orden has been invited to his own session, but has not yet confirmed a date. Sauk County Public Health, in partnership with Central Wisconsin Community Action Council and O'Connell Pharmacy, will host a vaccine clinic Friday. The clinic will run from noon to 3 and will be held at the Carnegie Shade Memorial Public Library in Baraboo. The clinic will offer free COVID-19 and influenza vaccines. Other vaccines offered include tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, pneumonia, shingles, and RSV. The cost for those vaccines will be determined at the time of service. Each patient who gets a COVID-19 vaccine will receive a $50 Quick Trip gift card. To sign up for the vaccine clinic ahead of time, visit bit.ly/43ZVH80. However, registration is not required. For questions about the vaccine clinic, contact the O'Connell Pharmacy at 608-837-5949 or services@oconnellpharmacy.com. It's 35 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Corton, Maine just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Corton, Maine in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Spring has sprung, and it's that time of year to clean out your drawers and files to safely dispose of confidential documents. WCCU Credit Union's spring shredding event will be held on Saturday, April 20th. So grab a few boxes and fill them up with tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other confidential documents. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Barroquois, Reesburg, and Richland Center parking lots on Saturday, April 20th from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Maximum of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It's currently a rainy 35 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday, April 3rd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Terry J. Deckert, 78 of Gillingham, died unexpectedly last Wednesday. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7. The local Military Memorial Honors Unit will provide military rites at 6:45. Terry Deckert is survived by two daughters, Christina Deckert of Richland Center, and Valerie and Brian Gilman of Nashville, Tennessee, two grandchildren, a sister, Nancy Peterson of Gillingham, special friend, Marge Idy of Gillingham, numerous other relatives and friends. Terry J. Deckert, 78, of Gillingham. Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66, of Blue River, died Sunday at Elroy Health Services. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Nancy Troxel Rako is survived by two stepchildren, Tim and Amy and their families, a brother, William, John Troxel of Waukegan, Illinois, a sister, Joyce and Ken Plattner of Chicago, Illinois, sister-in-law, Kathy Troxel of Fort Wayne, Indiana, 12 nieces and nephews, 31 great-nieces and great-nephews, other relatives and friends. Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66, of Blue River. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10 until noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local Military Honors Unit will provide military honors at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will be held at a later date at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. Dick Inman is survived by four children, Michael and Janice Inman of Richland Center, Danny and Vicki Inman of Viroqua, and Cindy and Ray Burkham and Greg Inman, all of Westby. 6 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, his siblings, Jerry Inman of Stafford, Arizona, Bernetta and Jack Ridlin of Edgerton, and Judith and Dale Pete Hansen of La Crescent, Minnesota. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 Saturday at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center from 1 until 3 with a service at 2. Rick Brewer is survived by his son, Bobby, and his family, three stepchildren and their families, a sister, Patty and Earl Tainter, sister-in-law, Karen Brewer, and friend, Alice Dupas. Richard B., Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville, died Saturday at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday, April 13th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, April 12th from 4 until 7, and again Saturday, April 13th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Jim Bennett is survived by his parents, Ken and Nancy, siblings, Jeremy and Susie Bennett of Chaseburg, Jeff and Pappy Bennett of Ithaca, and Christine and Sean Connor of Luana, Iowa. Many aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and special neighbors, Rick and Karen Pauls. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobile One products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy have exceptional caring staffs and great service. They're locally owned independent pharmacies, proudly serving the surrounding area. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individual plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications. Count on Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy to help you minimize or prevent adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Gary and Becky Aid, Dwayne and June Gilbertson, Arden and Janet Olson, David and Kelly Worthington, and Carlisle and Marilyn Peckham. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Wednesday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, quite the blustery day out there, and of course, still some scattered precipitation. The heaviest snow from the storm ended up being on the ridgetops out toward Lafarge and La Crosse. Some of those higher ridgetops picking up anywhere from 11 to 14 inches of snow. Lower elevations, much less, just a couple inches generally. Otherwise, watch out for some blowing snow aid in open areas through the evening. The winds will be gusting at times up to 35 and even 40 miles an hour in some spots. This big old storm system, which is currently centered over southern Lake Michigan, will gradually wobble to the east the next couple of days, and our weather should slowly improve and get back to a little bit more spring-like pattern toward the very end of the week and into the weekend. Temperatures returning to normal, and in fact, we have a chance of a few rain showers returning as we head toward Sunday and Monday as a weather system comes in. It may stay unsettled into the middle of next week. The forecast for the rest of today, winter weather advisory running through 1 p.m. in Vernon, Iowa, Richland, and Sauk counties. Wind advisory for much of the area through 10 p.m. Cloudy and windy with snow tapering to scattered light snow showers. There could be up to another inch or so in spots early in the afternoon. High temperature in the mid-30s. Northwest wind 15 to 30 miles per hour and gusting to 40. Tonight blustery with scattered light snow showers tapering down. Low near 30. North wind 12 to 24. Tomorrow, more clouds and sun, breezy with a stray flurry or sprinkle, high at 43 with a north wind 10 to 20. Thursday night, we clear out and get frosty down to 25. Friday, plenty of sunshine, high about 48. Saturday, sunny and more seasonal, low 24, high 53. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers likely by midday, low 32 with a high of 51. Monday, mixed skies and mild, 50% chance of scattered showers, low 38 with a high of 58. Have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently 35 degrees in Richland Center with a mix of rain and snow falling at the moment. After a high yesterday of 37, our low this morning was 33. Our high so far today, 36, came earlier. The record high for this state, 75, set in 2016. The record low, 8, set in 1866. Last year's high was 57 with a low of 42. Sunset tonight will be at 7:30 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:39. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 4 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.39, and we have received around 4/10 of an inch of mixed precipitation. Currently in Richland Center, it's 35 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Women are not only involved in the dairy industry, they're making things happen. Up next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Dairy Girl Network's origins go back about 12 years. Laura Daniels once worked for a company handling the trade show portion of the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, and later became a dairy producer herself. She and some friends invited women connected with the expo to an informal gathering, and nearly 50 attended. They did the same thing the next year, and Daniels says 165 showed up.
As people left that second event, they said, okay, this needs to be a thing. And we decided we needed to incorporate and turn Dairy Girl Network into a nonprofit and really reach women wherever they are across the nation.
And that, says Daniels, is exactly what happened.
We exist to empower women within the dairy community to improve themselves through better leadership skills, better communication skills, better negotiation skills, better task management or parlor management or financial management skills.
Daniel says the Dairy Girl Network found support from businesses and organizations within the dairy industry. I'll have more tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Hartshe Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Hartshe Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Hartshe Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Hartshe Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Funding Farm Bill updates remains a challenge. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The co-director of Texas A&M's Ag and Food Policy Center says the lack of money for updates in the commodities title of the Farm Bill remains a challenge for lawmakers, but they are exploring all options. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from the Abner Womack Missouri Ag Outlook Conference.
Joe Outlaw says there's been a significant amount of money taken out of the Commodity Credit Corporation at USDA for numerous programs, including Climate Smart Agriculture, and
the Republicans are trying to capture some of those savings.
He says lawmakers are leaving no stone unturned, trying to find an additional $20 to $50 billion needed for reference price updates.
Our job at our center, just like FAPRI, is we work behind the scenes for them doing stuff, and I can tell you, I think this is fair to say. I think we've done more analysis since Christmas than before Christmas, and that includes the 2 years prior to the bill.
Outlaw tells Brownfield passing a new farm bill will be difficult on both sides of the Capitol, and it's going to take a compromise to get this new farm bill completed, but a new farm bill might not happen this year. Reporting from Mid-Missouri at the Abner Womack Missouri Ag Outlook Conference, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza has been detected in a northern Ohio dairy herd. The Ohio Department of Agriculture received a presumptive positive test and is now waiting on confirmation from USDA's National Veterinary Services Laboratory. The operation received cows in early March from one of the Texas dairies that has since tested positive for HPAI. Wisconsin State Veterinarian says with highly pathogenic avian influenza spreading, producers need to be aware of cattle importation rules in other states if they're planning to move animals. Dr. Darlene Conkle says they have information online to help producers comply with many different guidelines.
We have links to those on our website and should also contact the state of destination just to make sure that you're observing the latest import requirements.
Nebraska issued an order April 1st requiring a permit to bring in dairy breeding cattle. Conkle says there are different requirements in different states. Conkle says the disease is fatal for poultry and has affected many mammals, including some cats at the affected farms. Two Republicans in the U.S. House are urging the Biden administration to take greater action internationally to support U.S. biofuels. Randy Feenstra from Iowa tells Brownfield sustainable aviation fuel could be a game changer for commodity markets.
But we also got to push that export market, meaning that we need other countries to buy SAF. And that's what we're urging the administration to pursue.
Feenstra and Illinois Republican Darren LaHood called on the administration to develop new markets for biofuels in a recent letter. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there's a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber today. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trades quiet and cash hog business has picked up. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has remained quiet. Bids haven't surfaced yet today. Asking prices in the north have yet to be established, but in the south have been floated at $188 plus live. Packer inquiry could start to pick up as the day progresses, but it would be no surprise to see any significant amount of business hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef is lower at midday with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.65 at $302.51. Select is $1.05 lower at $297.94. At the Lolly Brothers Livestock Market in Missouri, steer and heifer calves 400 to 500 pounds were steady to firm. Steers 600 to 650 pounds were steady, and steers over 650 pounds were not well tested. Feeder heifers, 500 to 600 pounds, were steady. The USDA says demand was moderate to good at best. There were more new crop calves in the offering, and the calves and quality were not as good as the previous week. Medium and large one feeder steers, 516 to 542 pounds, brought 317.50 to 320.25. Feeder steers, 608 to 643 pounds, brought $293.50 to $304.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 676 to 696 pounds, brought $251.85 to $259. Cash hogs had no comparison at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors picked up their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers on Tuesday. It'll be interesting to see if that resurfaces again today. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong. It's also picked up steam domestically. Both have been supportive to prices. The industry continues to watch the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which happen to be steady on the year, but slightly lower than last week. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 85.59. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of 85.62, and the Western Corn Belt a weighted average of 86.01. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $50 to $62. Barrows and gilts were a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $44 to $54. And pork values were lower at midday, down $1.51 at $95.62. Ribs and loins were sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
What do you look for in a lending partner?
Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Three big auctions coming up at the Muscadet Auction Yard in April. We have our huge spring equipment consignment auction tomorrow, April 4th, with over 400 pieces of equipment. On Friday, April 19th, we have a last-minute muscle auction featuring a John Deere 7320 with 650 hours, a New Holland T6-175 with 640 hours, two more muscle John Deere tractors, two muscle Case IH Magnums, and a very late model Vermeer round baler. These tractors are all at the Muscadet Auction Yard and ready for inspection. Last minute muscle auction Friday, April 19th in Muscadet. Finally, on Saturday, April 27th, we have our annual lawn and garden auction where we sell lawnmowers, ATVs, trailers, vehicles, and small engines to get you ready for spring. We're shooting for over 100 lawnmowers and taking consignments now, so get down to Muscadet. More info on all of these auctions at the new website, WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Cattle futures are mostly lower. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher. It has been an up and down day, with beans now following a rally in bean meal and a lower move for the U.S. dollar. Soybeans are monitoring harvest activity in South America and U.S. conditions ahead of widespread planting. May beans are up 12 at 11.86. July's 11 and a quarter higher at 11.99. That contract has yet to trade above $12, but it has bumped up against it. May soybean meal's 2.30 higher at 3.30.60. May soybean oil's up 41 at 49.01. Corn's higher. It's due for the bounce after the losses to start April, watching the U.S. planting pace, with some near-term delays likely. Ethanol and export demand are solid, but there are concerns about feed demand. May corn's up 5.5 at 4.32. July's 4 higher at 4.45. And wheat has found some interest near the recent lows, even as Russia and Ukraine continue to dominate the export market. This lower trade in the dollar could help out. May Chicago's up 12 and a quarter at 557 and a half. May Kansas City's 15 and a half higher at 578 and three quarters. May Minneapolis wheat's up 13 and a quarter at 640 and three quarters. Live cattle are mostly lower, and feeders are down sharply, getting ready for the week's widespread direct business. Asking prices are 188 plus live, with bids at 295 dressed. Otherwise, things remain quiet. June live's down 5 at 176.35. August is up 17 at 173.30. May feeders are down 212 at 242.72. And on pork demand expectations, it's down at midday, though. June lean's up 95 for the hogs at 104.67. July's $1.20 higher at 106.80. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza and food safety. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. In the last week, we've reported that highly pathogenic avian influenza has been detected in dairy herds across multiple states, an egg-laying facility in western Texas, and another poultry operation in central Michigan. In addition, a worker on a Texas dairy contracted the virus. As a consumer, I'm sure these cases open the door for all sorts of questions, like, is my food safe? Is it a public health risk? Let's tackle the food safety issue first. The most important thing to know is that no milk or food products from sick animals will enter the food supply chain. In addition, animals that have been treated with an antibiotic have to adhere to a withdrawal period, which is required from the time antibiotics are administered until it is legal to slaughter the animal. Dr. Keith Paulson with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostics Laboratory says it's also important to know.
Pasteurized dairy products are safe. They're considered safe from the USDA, FDA, and CDC. So is cooked meat. So really there isn't a concern there on our food safety side.
As for public health, even though the virus has been detected in a worker at a dairy operation in Texas, the Centers for Disease Control says the public health risk remains low. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Days after Israeli air